Hey, what's going on? Maybe you've heard about this whole metaverse thing, and you might have heard about something called a multiverse floating around. You might be wondering, are they the same thing? Are they different? How they're different? The short answer is the multiverse is a virtual reality world that you go into, okay? And the multiverse is this whole crazy bizarre theory that there's all these different universes out there, okay? It's really out there. So they're completely different. Now imagine instead of seeing the internet on a screen, maybe it's your phone or PC, you put on a virtual reality headset and the internet's all around you, okay? And that's the metaverse, okay? And some people feel that personal ownership of things will be available in this world, okay? And we're starting to see this with NFTs and blockchain technology. Considering how marketers break everything, this means as soon as a new platform gets on there, they're on there and try to sell shit, right? It does make some sense. And funny enough, there's a funny story. Crypto was actually created by marketers spamming people with email, okay? Because the whole proof of work mining system actually has some roots in being able to fight off email spam. So marketers created crypto, right? Now there's actually a crypto project out there called Decentraland, okay? And it's where actually, believe it or not, people are buying up virtual land, okay? And I'll give you another funny story about this. There's actually a story about a guy who claimed ownership of the moon, and they actually start he was selling land of the moon to people. Even celebrities bought into this. I mean, look. Kind of a good idea, right? People are buying into it. It reminds me of this for some reason. Now, there is this whole theory that there's different versions of the internet or web. Have you ever heard of this? There's web 1.0, which is basic internet, okay? This is like text, email, slow internet speeds. That's 1.0. Web 2.0 is what we're in right now. This is where there's more videos, there's more social media, there's high internet speed, even podcasting is 2.0. And Web 3.0 will be the metaverse, virtual reality world, more ownership over stuff. And to get there, we're probably going to need even faster internet like 5G technology. So in theory, 5G technology could reach speeds that are 20 times faster than 4G. And 5G just means the fifth generation of cellular technology. Okay. Now, after Web 3.0, there's all these other crazy theories out there, and that shit gets freaking bizarre and crazy what the internet some people think will look like, which is interesting. Now, back to the multiverse. Okay, the multiverse is there's this theory that there's all these different universes out there, just like our own, hence the name multiverse. Not one, but many of them, multiverse. And that shit gets bizarre and crazy, and the roots on how that stuff got started is really interesting, the stories. Now, if you want to learn more about the multiverse, as well as where its roots come from, I actually created a whole blog post about the metaverse versus the multiverse, how they're different and everything. Check it out. All you gotta do is check out my website at trustthelink.com, or you can just click on that link below in the description to check it out. All right, I also talk about Facebook and what the hell, how that ties into the whole metaverse thing. I also talk about the one thing that company Facebook I really do think should do, in my humble opinion. I go over Web 4.0 versus 6.0 and all that crazy shit, and also talk about virtual reality and augmented reality and how that's gonna actually play into this whole multiverse and no, excuse me. Metaverse, okay, and how that works. So it's really pretty interesting and bizarre, okay. But enough about that. Let me ask you: are you excited about the metaverse? Let me know in the comments below. I hope this video or podcast was a little bit interesting to you. I wish you the best. Have a great day.